The guys, again, had a very good work day, and we understand that three regular season home games left. We got a chance to play at Soldier Field on Sunday, and those are precious times, and we want to try to make the most of it. I know the guys are gearing up for that emotionally and building their energy towards that as we work into Sunday at noon. He worked at probably 50% of the practice. We were trying to be smart with him, but he got work in today and did well, and hopefully with 48 hours he'll feel even better. But we got some execution done with him. It was good. Well, I think it's game plan. The best would be is how you handle the weather during the game, because you have resources within the game plan to do that. Obviously, that, you know, when most teams, when they're working into the wind, they want to try to take advantage of that by running the football and using the clock and keeping, you know, offenses off the field. And conversely, you know, when you have the wind, you got to try to make the most of it. So your play selection, you know, can dictate that. And other crosswinds, certainly, you know, what you do outside the numbers is affected as well, and depths of routes and things like that. So it's all incorporated within the framework of the game plan, that you have the resources, the tools, the plays. I'm talking offensively, certainly, to get that done. And then how you call defense is certainly, you know, is predicated on the type of wind an offense is facing. Well, I think that, you know, we try to help in our protection. And, you know, we know we've got some serious pass rushers coming on the edge. I think, you know, in every game plan, you say, who are the difference makers? Certainly, you know, they have a number of them defensively. They're there on the edges with their two outside backers, and they're inside with their big, thick guys. So, you know, we do that within the framework of our protection, our game planning, how we use our backs and our tight ends. And we try to be real smart to eliminate the pressure. It doesn't always work that way. They're going to have their one-on-ones, no doubt about it, and they got to step up and do that, and we expect they will. But, you know, that's how we do it every week. We try to pinpoint the guys that can make a difference in the game, and those certainly are two guys. Their sack totals are pretty impressive together, so we got to be ready for that. Oh, I think that, you know, most of the quarterbacks – all the quarterbacks really do it the same way. They put in a tremendous amount of time. The guys that succeed are generally, they're always the gym rats. They're always the guys that are the earliest in and the last to leave. They're always the guys who are taking meticulous notes and looking at endless amount of tape. It's really no different anywhere you are. It seems pretty consistent. They love football. They work hard at it. They know the preparation is critically, critically important. And the imagery part of it, the quiet time where there's not other players around, where they can, you know, stand up in a meeting room and walk through the plays and verbally call them out. This is all part of the weekly process. And that's something Josh and the guys do. And pretty much every place I've been, they've done the same. Yeah, I think the point there was, it's not that they played any harder than we did. We just didn't take advantage of the opportunities. A lot of that was assignment, technical, fundamental, and that's not to take any away from their front. They played hard too, but we didn't win it because we didn't you know, move the ball successfully on a consistent basis running the football. And that's why I said what I said. We went to work this week to try to clean up some of those techniques and fundamentals, so we wouldn't be making the same mistakes twice. No, I mean we're not pulling different coaching styles, you know, out each and every week based on wins and losses. We give our players dignity. We're extremely demanding. We expect a high standard, but our players do as well. I mean, that's the way we're living here. So we went back to work. We were very, very specific with the things that we can improve on and how we can go about doing it and why we're doing what we're doing. And that's the way we approach every week. Well, you know, I think that when you have a chance to use any of your players, I know where you're going with this. Obviously, he's a factor. I mean, he's a factor both as a runner and a pass receiver. You know, he got his touches last week, but he wasn't as productive as we would like him to be, certainly. So I think that, you know, when you're able to run the football in the National Football League, it does make it a lot easier to call plays, certainly. And you can do it different ways. You can do it by calling a lot more passes, and you've seen that we've done that and had success. But, you know, last week was a week where we needed to, you know, take a little bit of an edge off the pass rush. We weren't able to do it. And when Matt's running the ball successfully, when everybody's doing what they need to do, it gives us a better opportunity to neutralize, you know, what a team does best in the case of Detroit, or in the case of the team we're playing. They're very good at rushing the passer and creating sacks and havoc back there. So we got to do a good job in a run game. Well, we want to have clean practices whenever we can. We don't want to minimize the importance of being outside, and we generally are during the course. We got this beautiful facility. We want to use it, and it allows the players to focus on the practice. And I don't get as concerned about, you know, game day weather. The guys are, the adrenaline's up, and and the guys are ready to play. Weather really isn't a the temperature really isn't a factor on game day, but the wind and the environment can affect practice. We went outside today, and we'll, you know, like I said, we got a great facility. We want to use it.